That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Mild Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. In on our friend, Lum and Abner, they were pacing off steps preparatory to firing their guns in a duel. The duel resulted from their suspicions that each of them was planning an attack on the other's life in order to collect money under the terms of their partnership insurance. At the same time, Squire Skimp received word that the insurance policies were canceled because the old fellows had failed to pass their medical examination. And with this news, the Squire and Grandpap rushed to the scene of a duel, hoping to get there in time to prevent it. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Have you ever had one of those long, sleepless nights that seem to stretch into eternity? Well, when you experience one of those nights, try Mild Nervine. You see, Mild Nervine is a mild but effective sedative that helps relieve nervous tension and quiet overwrought nerves, which may occasionally keep you awake. Try it when you're jittery and cranky from the lack of sleep. It's been making good for over 60 years. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. All drugstores have it in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents or liquid Nervine at 25 cents at $1. It's a quality product. Caution, use only as directed. So see your druggist now. Remember, it's Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervine. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the John of Down store discussing the duel with Abner.
Listen. Well, sir, I tell you, Abner, I never was so disappointed in all my life.
Oh, baby.
There we was, me and Squire, rushing out to the dueling ground, expecting to see you and Lum blazing away at one another, and what do we find?
Grandpap, you said that 1,000 or 100 times.
What do we find? We find the two great duelers sitting there on the running board of Cedric's car, practical, with their arms around one another.
Now, listen,
Grandpap. So she's going to dance.
Oh, good.
What about the guns the duelers is going to duel with?
Oh, my.
Cedric and Mousy was using them to shoot at squirrels. Fine duel. Wonderful duel. Best duel I ever seen. Sassy Frass.
To hear you talk about it, think he wanted one of us to get killed.
Well, no, but when two big mouths claim they're going out to fight a duel, by Jimmy, I claim they ought to go through with the pigeon-toed thing.
Well, we tried to. I told you what happened.
Couple of dangerous men.
Grandpap, we started to go through with it. We wasn't scared. We counted off 20 paces and then swung around and aimed our guns and... Well, I don't know. Somehow or other, neither one of us could bring ourselves to pull the trigger.
Fine, wonderful duel, I must say.
It's a good thing we never, neither.
You mean because you wouldn't have been able to collect that insurance, even if one of you had a shot to other?
I don't mean that at all. I mean because we both found out we'd made an awful mistake. See, after we wasn't able to shoot, why, we decided we better step down and talk it over some more.
Yeah, fine kind of a duel. Sitting around talking instead of shooting.
Well, that was some of the best talking we ever done.
Two dangerous men.
Well, that's when we found out we'd both been fishing in the other one for the same thing. Lum thought I was out to kill him to get his insurance money, and I thought he was out to get me for the same reason, and we was both wrong.
Well, are you sure you was wrong, though? How about that ladder?
What ladder?
The one you might not have broke your spavin-legged neck on. Don't you recollect? Lum was the one that had you climb up there.
I know
that. The reason that ladder broke and fell was on account of one of the legs had been whittled, might not in two.
I can tell you about that.
I seen right where it was whittled. Seen it with my own eyes. That ladder was whittled by a human hand. That is, by a human hand and a knife.
Well, sure it was.
And that human belonged to a certain low-down pigeon-toed critter. Well, that's my opinions, anyway.
Well, I agree with you on that, too, 100%. And I'll tell you who it was. It was you.
Huh?
Don't you recollect, Grandpap, you sat out there in the feed room one day whittling on that step ladder? I kept telling you to stop it, but you kept right on doing it.
Now, wait a minute.
It was you, I know it was. Reason I never recollected it at the time of the accident was because my head was so full of suspicions that I was ready to believe anything about Lum.
All right, Jiminy, I do believe I recollect fiddling that thing.
Of course you do.
Now, if you named it.
And if you ever go around trying to put any more suspicions in my mind again, Lum or anybody else, Grandpappy Spears, I'm going to take some rocks and run you right out of this town.
Just a second.
I'll run you so far away from Pine Ridge here, you couldn't find your way back home with radar.
Radar?
Yes, sir.
What do you know about radar?
I know plenty about it.
Well, explain it to me. I'll wait.
I don't have to. There ain't no law says I've got to explain nothing to you.
You don't know what it is. That's your whole trouble.
Is that so? I'll have you know, Mr. Spears, that my daughter, Pearl, at supper one day with a Navy feller in Washington, D.C., and this feller's brother was in the Navy, and his job was putting radar on battleships. And you tell me that I don't know nothing about radar.
What was your brother's name?
Why? Well, I don't know what his name is.
That's what I figured. Don't know a seven legs thing about it.
Now, listen here, Milford Avery Spears. If you think you can insult my daughter right in front of my face, you got another thing coming.
I never insulted your
you
daughter.
You did done it,
listen
too.
Listen here, you little sawed-off, knock-kneed varmint. I'll pick you up with one hand.
You go picking me up, you'll have a handful of wall cats.
What's going on here?
Oh, well, howdy, Lum.
When are you two fellas going to stop fussing at one another? I could might not hear you clean across the street.
Well, Grandpap says my daughter Pearl never ate supper.
All right, all right. Don't tell me what Grandpap said. Just hush up and cut out all this prittle-prattle.
Well, all right, but Grandpap said...
I never done no such thing.
You just done it,
now,
too.
Now, cut that out. If you ain't careful, I'm going to throw both of you out of here.
Farmer?
This is a respective place of business. We can't put up with a lot of arguing and hollering.
Billy goat.
Grandpap, maybe you better run down to the barbershop for a while. Give yourself and Abner a chance to cool off. What you fellas need is a 30-day cooling-off period.
Well, I'll cool him off. He ain't careful.
All right, Abner, now. We'll see you later on, Grandpap.
Don't worry. I'm going. I can take a hint. I don't need to fall on a house. Yeah.
Well, now, don't go away mad, Grandpap.
Let it go.
Get on. Come in this door again. I hope I choke.
I'll be proud to help you do it, too. Stick one of my fists down your throat.
Abner, I'm ashamed of you acting that way. A grown man.
Well, look, Grandpap said...
I don't care what Grandpap said. You ought to be more dignified. Just digging over them things Grandpap says. He don't know what he's talking about half the time, no way.
I'll say he don't. You know what he told me. Uh-oh, there he comes back. That's what he wants now.
You don't even know how to sell it.
Huh? That's all he knows about it. I don't think I ought to go out there and pulverize him.
Why can't you spell?
Radar. It's R-A-Y...
Wait a minute. Is that what you two fellas was arguing about? Radar?
Yeah, sort of.
It's a fine thing, fussing about something that neither one of you knows a thing about.
Is that so? Let me tell you something, Lum Eddard. My daughter, Pearl Peabody, at supper with a Navy feller in Washington, D.C., and he's got a brother that's in the Navy, and during the war, this brother put radars on boats.
Well, that don't make you no expert on the subject.
Why? Well, maybe not. That don't link. There he is again. Now, listen here, you old billy goat.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, mister. Abner never met you. He thought you were somebody else coming in. A friend of his.
Friend, eh? Is that the usual greeting for a friend in this town?
No, just close friends, I reckon you'd say.
I see. Can you tell me where I might find the notary public?
Notary public?
Yes.
Yeah, let's see now. Abner, who is a notary public? I know we got one in town, too.
Yeah, I know we have. We collect one year every sea stroke needed some papers notarized. And... Say, wait a minute. What's the matter with me? I'm here.
You, I granny, that's right. How come I must have forget that?
Oh, me, I don't know.
It's a good joke on my house, ain't it, mister?
Yeah, it's a good joke. Well, come, let's get this done. I'm in a hurry. I'm up here on a hunting trip. I'm keeping the rest of the party waiting, and I must get this in the mail tonight.
Oh, yeah, sure. Get out your stamp and all that stuff, Abner.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
Well, how are things in your part of the country, mister?
Fine.
First time in Pine Ridge?
Yeah. Come. Let's hurry this up.
Yeah, what's your trouble there, Abner? Can't you find the junk?
I know what's around here somewhere.
Well, here, I'll help you hunt. This man's in a hurry.
Hey, look at this, Lum.
Yeah, what is it?
That old lodge picture we was hunting for the other day.
Oh, yes, I'm glad you found it. Let's see it.
Hey, where am I in it, Lum?
Yeah, that's you right there.
Is that me?
Yeah. Look here, mister. This is a picture of the lodge members. That's me right in the middle there. I was a West Royal Exalted Lavender Eagle that year.
Yes, that's fine. This paper I watched notarized is very important.
Yeah, Abner's getting the junk out for it now. That's Abner right there on the end there. Can't see him very well because Caleb Weon's standing right square in front of him. That's Caleb there, see?
Yes, yes, sir.
Abner, who's this over here? I don't recognize him.
Where is that, Lord?
That's here.
That's Charlie Redfield.
Charlie. Well, he was blackballed, I thought.
Well, that was after this picture was took. See, his brother-in-law was a photographer, and he wouldn't take the picture unless we let Charlie be in it.
Good grief, I haven't time to stand here. Wait a minute, isn't that your notary seal there? Right there, and isn't that your rubber stamp right next to it?
Oh, bit of snake and bit me. Yeah, sure, give me a paper there.
Here you are.
All right, sir. Just put that little seal on there. Now, that's it. Now, just stamp it once.
Dang, you're going to have to stamp all over
it. I know this when I notarize my notarizer. Now, there you are, mister. That'll be 50 cents.
Yeah, well, wait, I haven't signed it yet. The idea is that you're supposed to witness my signature.
Oh, go ahead and sign it.
But don't you want any identification?
Oh, no, that's all right. You look like an honest fellow. 50 cents, please.
By George, this is the worst. Wait a minute. Look here.
What's the matter?
Just look at the date on that rubber stamp. Your commission expired December 31st, 1935.
Huh?
What kind of a way to run things do you call this? I've never seen such laxity in a public officer in all my life. Borders on criminal negligence. You realize you've been notarizing illegally for 10 years?
Well, now, just a minute, mister. This ain't so serious. This paper's legal because the governor will reappoint Abner quick as I bring it to his attention. See, me and the governor are just like that.
Oh, you are?
Oh,
Well, I'm the governor, and I've never seen you before.
Huh?
And what's more, I'll see to it that your friend is never reappointed as a notary public as long as I'm in office. I may even take steps to have Pine Ridge removed from the state of Arkansas.
Well, it looks as though our friend is no longer a public officer. But will a man of his type be satisfied not to strike back? Well, join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Well, it's almost February, and if you've escaped a cold so far this season, you're lucky. But you never know when a cold will come your way, so be prepared. Take advantage of the Alka-Seltzer Cold Comfort Treatment. See how easy it is to follow and how effective it can be. Here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions on the package. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest, watch your diet, avoid exposure, and stay out of drafts. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for the raw, raspy throat, which often goes with a cold. It's so soothing. So make sure you have plenty on hand. Get a large package from your drugstore. It contains over 3 times as many tablets as the Get Acquainted package, yet costs only twice as much. Then follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. And remember, when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.